December 6th. Special meeting of December 16th. Would you call the roll, Sharon, please?
I will. Severson?
Present.
Ward? Bynum?
Present.
Skillings? Coos?
Here.
Prysanka?
Present.
Otteson? Lynn? Mr. Lynn?
Bob, are you there?
I am. Can you hear that now?
Yep, we can now. Thank you, Bob. Mr. Hagerman.
Here.
Thank you. I'd ask for approval of the minutes or the agenda.
Mr. Chair.
So moved,
I believe it's been moved and seconded, Sharon, for the agenda. Please call the roll.
Okay. Bynum?
Yes.
Severson?
Yes.
Coos?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Prysanka?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We have one item under new business. Item 3A, consideration and approval of the new effective date of SEPA's wholesale power rate and the FY 2022 budget amendment. There's the motion on page 2.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I move to approve setting SEPA's wholesale power rate at 6.8 cents per kilowatt hour for the month of January 2022 and at 7.05 cents per kilowatt hour effective February 1, 2022 through December 31st, 2022. I further move to amend SEPA's fiscal year 2022 budget to reflect the aforementioned rates and effective dates.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded. Has everybody had a chance to review the overview that was sent out with the documents?
I did, Mr. Chair. May I ask a question?
You may.
The question I have is, why could we not continue with what we had, what we voted for last week, and allow then Wrangell to catch up to us at a later date?
So that question would be more directed towards Stephen. And again, I think this looked at a workaround in order to make it work for all communities. Trey, do you want to weigh in on anything?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I apologize for any background noise. This seemed like the cleanest, quickest way to address this legality issue with regard to Wrangell. So that's why we set it up this way. And frankly, we didn't look at a alternative way for catch up at a later date.
Thank you. Stephen, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Well, our problem is we set our budget in June, and we were obviously the rate had not been approved at that point. And so I thought personally that it was going to be a little bit easier for us to do this quicker. But when we looked at our charter, we had a 30-day period where it had to set. And so this was the earliest that Wrangell could get it across the finish line. I apologize for our oversight, but I appreciate the effort to get this going. So, you know, that's all I can say on it.
Thank you, Stephen. Yeah, I kind of agree with Trey that this is the quickest and easiest and cleanest way to manage this change. And again, it's reflected in the budget documents that were attached.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, go right ahead.
I'm under the same opinion as Mr. Lynn, with regard to who and how this is affected by this. My assumption was, or I thought that the assumption was, is that the delay in the rate implementation would only be applied to Wrangell. So, I mean, would there be a complication if we amended the suggested motion to delay the implementation of the 6.8 cents to 7.5 effective date only for the application to Wrangell?
Well, thank you for that, Jeremy. I think that in fairness to the other communities and not at any point being, you know, I'm not saying unfair, but equitable to everybody, I think that this is a kind of a clean fix. We do see that there's a slight impact to the budget, but I think for the sake of, you know, just the fairness of it, and the issue may be of greater importance later on if there was a situation where one community had a problem over another. And I think that if we continue to treat all three communities the same, I think it's easier for SEPA to manage future endeavors.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Also on top of that, the power sales agreement, I think, focuses on a wholesale power rate, not a member utility power rate. And so if we went down that road, we would have to get legal counsel and we would have to really start taking a look at our contract. So I think this is also, as Trey mentioned, the cleanest way to do this.
Thank you, Robert. Any other discussion?
Thank you for the clarification.
Any other discussion?
Mr. Chair, one other quick question.
Sure, Jeremy, go ahead.
We saw that there is the net gain loss of $127,021 in the overall budget draft budget projection. Is there any foreseen negative consequence of that or anything that's going to potentially cause us to have to do anything different, or will this just be absorbed into any reserve that is that's there? If I remember correctly, when we looked at the expenditures of our budget, there was only like a $9,000 surplus from the budget proposal. So I just was wondering how we deal with the $127,000 loss in this particular projection.
Craig?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. So that was the original budget prior to amendment, I believe, Jeremy. And then with regard to the potential deficit here, that will just be absorbed in under our revenue account. So I don't see an issue with that.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Jeremy. And for clarification, as always in the budget cycles, we have an anticipated budget, and to the hard work of staff and their forthright process in which they run projects and operations, we've always come in under budget. So I think that we'll be fine with this. So if there's no more questions, I'd ask for Sharon to call the roll.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will announce for the record that Mr. Skillings is online and has been. He just had a little bit of issues with connectivity from the start, so I'll include him in the roll call this time.
Thank you very much.
Prysunka?
Yes.
Bynum?
Yes.
Sievertson?
Yes.
Skillings?
Yes.
And Lynn? Bob?
Yep. Can you hear me now, Sharon? I'm having a little problem too with microphones. Yes.
Yes, I sure can. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Just want to thank everybody for that. We do appreciate it. And I know it was somewhat unique circumstances for us. In Wrangell, we had a departure of our city manager, and I think some things got missed. And so from the community, I want to say we appreciate the support from the team here. And we'll make sure that it's not, that the process is not as complicated next time. So thank you to everybody for your understanding.
Yeah, well, we're getting used to bailing our little brother out, so.
Now, Mr. Chair, if I could, a question?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, not this past meeting, but the one before, Trey talked about the need for another quarter cent increase in rates. When I went through this budget, I agree with him, is we're going to have it. I think at the next meeting, we really need to have that discussion on the agenda. And although we may not vote on another, I think we ought to say yes, like next January or a year from now, that yes, we're going to have to do that. That would allow us a couple things. First of all, it would allow the member communities to put in order whatever ordinances they have to do to take care of it. Second, it would allow us to lay the groundwork for that. And third, it would also give staff then, when they get to the next year's budget or after, a chance to lay that out over that year and the longer term. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. We could put that on for future discussions. So if Trey and Sharon, if you guys would take note of that as a discussion item. Yes.
I really agree with Bob in Petersburg there. The I also would even go further to say, not just a discussion, but let's do it early. Is there any reason why we can't vote on it? You know, and if we accept it and we accept the increase, then that way for us going into our budget cycle, which is in June, we can put that, we can layer that into our budget cycle in Wrangell, and we know exactly what the amount's going to be. If we wait, you know, you're anticipating a quarter, but the board may not approve a quarter. The board may approve a half, or the board may approve, you know, less. So that way we know exactly what we're dealing with on the date.
So that would be a discussion for our next meeting. And I think that it's appropriate. So we'll just put it on the agenda as an item for discussion, and we'll decide at that particular meeting how we want to proceed. So I thank you for that, Stephen. Is there any other business that we need to transact at this time? Hearing and seeing none, I'd like to thank all the board members for signing on to help us get through this process. And with that, if there's no parting comments, I would call for a motion for adjournment.
Mr. Chair, move to adjourn.
Thank you. Seeing no.
Second.
Thank you. Seeing no dissension, no opposing. Chair will rule that we stand adjourned. Thank you very much.